Bezdin to whoever is Mechuyim Mitzvah Bezdin. In fact, there's one mitzvah to give Malkus to whoever is Mechuyim Malkus, and there's one mitzvah Klolus. The Rambam counts only one mitzvah to give Malkus, and there's one mitzvah Klolus to give Mitzvah Bezdin to whoever is Mechuyim Mitzvah Bezdin. The Ramban supports the Shita from the Gemara in the last Perek in Chulin, the first daf in Shiloh HaKan, the first Amid Aleph in Shiloh HaKan, where the Gemara says, V'yat HaRami Kibecho, that you have to give the Shor HaMitz called Skilos based on the Pasuk V'yat HaRami Kibecho. He says that's a mitzvah, a general mitzvah. The Rambam disagrees and he says no. But there's a mitzvah to give Skilos to whoever is Mechuyim Skilos, and Sreifa and Herik and Chenik, these are four mitzvahs. And there's one mitzvah to give Malkus to whoever is Mechuyim. I think more quotes of V'yat HaRami Kibecho, and the Rambam doesn't quote that mitzvah. But the Megillah says to claim that's a different mitzvah. He claims if you look in the Gemara, the Megillah says on the side of the Teva mitzvah, he says that Gemara means a different thing. That everyone who sees the murderer or everyone who sees the Shor HaNiskal is mechuyav to grab the shor or grab the person and bring him to the police to hand him into the authorities that they should punish him. That's the mitzvah of the V'yat HaRami Kibecho. Not like the Ramban learned the V'yat HaRami Kibecho is the mitzvah to give the mitzvah this. No, that's a separate mitzvah. The Rambam holds there four mitzvahs. Stinus Rebbe Harkanik are four mitzvahs. The V'yat HaRami Kibecho has a fifth mitzvah. Still shver why the Rambam didn't count it. But the Megillah says to claims that's a fifth mitzvah. From the context of the Gemara, it would appear the Megillah says to claims that mitzvah is to press charges, to bring him to court, to get the police to arrest him, or to you bring him into Bezdin that they should give him an einish. The Bahag has got a different sheet. He says to give misa to Mechal Shabbos is one mitzvah. To give misa to the Elbe Rabbi is another mitzvah. To give misa to the Baal Eishish is another mitzvah. To give misa to the Naira Hamaras is another mitzvah. To give misa to the Baskain is another mitzvah. Every misa is another mitzvah. Not like the Ramban that says that all mitzvahs bezin is one mitzvah, not like the Rambam that there are four mitzvahs, he says there are 40 mitzvahs. Every mitzvah, every person is chayv mitzvah, is a separate mitzvah to give mitzvah. He chops off some other mitzvahs. He squeezes, he compresses many, he takes another 40 mitzvahs and he squeezes them in together. That's interesting when the Tosefta says, when the Tosefta has all these dinim, and so on, it doesn't say Ve'ein Rayim Shnei Negoyim Kecha. The Mishnah has that in Perek Beis and Negoyim. You don't look at two Negoyim together. First you look at one Nega and you pass, and then you look at the second Nega. Why doesn't the Tosefta put this together with all the others? Not to do many mitzvahs together. So the Mefarshim on the Mishnah suggests, I think it's very Yisrael, like the others. The Mefarshim on the Mishnah suggests, apparently, Rashi says in a few places, the reason why you know the mitzvah is Chavilos is that he's demonstrating that it's like a master, he wants to get rid of it. But he does it mass production in order to save time. But if he doesn't have enough time to spend on each mitzvah individually. So the Mefarshim on the Mishnah say, when do you apply that svarah? But the mitzvah is sheyesh v'shihu zman. It takes a bit of time. But to look at a nega and to paskin on it, how long does that take? So it takes a half a second. So you can't say over there that the reason why it's forbidden to look at two different negoyim is because of einot mitzvahs chavilos chavilos, but it's near aluf ketor. So there you have to give a different time. So that's why the Mefarshim on the Mishnah gave a different time for that Mishnah. They didn't say that it's a general din of Einayis and Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. So what reason do they give? They say that you may get confused, or you're not getting confused. You may change your mind. Yeah, look at this Mara. This is a Negat Saras. I look at this one. I have to decide whether it's Tomei Atar. So I'll say, I'm not sure. So I'll think about it. So I say, well, while I'm thinking about it, let me see the other Negat Saras. I may look at that one. So I'll say, oh, this one is, Then I'll start to decide. This one, in comparison to that one, is very white or is very faded. So my judgment, my decision on this one will be based on what I saw on the other one. And that's not correct. You have to judge each mara b'fnayatzmo, not by in comparison with the other mara. Is this one bright enough white? If it's too dull, then it's not a mara tamei. It has to be a bright white. The Mishnah has different colors of brightness than white. So that's what the Rishonim on the Mefarshim on the Mishnah is, the Bar Tanur and the Rambam and the Rash and others say, the Pshat in the Mishnah, why you're not supposed to look at two Negoyim, is because this may, by looking at the second Mara, this may influence your decision on the first Mara. We don't want that. We want you to decide each Mara individually. Bechor, the way the Rishonim say, should have an afkemina, let's say a rabbi paskins in Hilchas Nida. So a woman comes with a Mara that he has to paskin whether it's a Mara that's red. Is it Noita Lad Mumma or is it not red? So let's say the rabbi is a busy man. So they'll line up 10 different maras in front of him and they'll put a number on each one. And then they'll say, I'll look at all of them and then I'll say, Tommy Torah, and so on. So Lachari pointed the way the Rishonim say, you shouldn't do it there either. You should look at each mara separately and make your mind up separately on each mara. You shouldn't look at all of the maras and then decide. So the second mara may influence your decision on the first one, which we don't want.
Well, So the whole kasha started with the assumption that to look at a negative second. Now we're answering. We were saying the answer that the answer based on the idea that it's difficult to decide a negative right away. You have to think about it, so then it doesn't take 2 seconds. So
then it should be awesome because the answer misses by the rest of the time. I don't know. I'm not satisfied either with the explanation that they give. Why do they have to give a different time over here? That the looking at the second mara may influence his judgment on the first mara. Why don't they just say based on all the other reasons? I don't know. Based on all the others in the Tosefta that it's chavilus chavilus. But they point out that the Tosefta doesn't say this din. The Tosefta just says ein mitarim shnei mitzaran kecha. It doesn't mention this din. The Mishnah is not written in that Tosefta together with all the others. I don't know. May even be no good to the Eved.
What? I love this.
Could be. The Magen Avraham in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah has a machlekes with the Prisha. Of course, the Prisha never as it says when you have a Sheva Brachas, as we call it. Let's say Chasson Kala got married, then you have a party in their honor. So when you come to the benching, so you fill up one cup of wine to bench over, another cup of wine for the Sheva Brachas. So the Prisha says that you can fill up the both cups of wine before the benching and then use one for Birchas HaMazon and the other one for the Sheva Brachas. So the Magen Avraham says no, that's a violation of Chavidus. To fill up the both cups first, why don't you fill up one cup now, one cup later, because you want to save time. You don't want to open the bottle and close the bottle again. It's a tirchen. Pour again, so you want to save time. So he says, because you want to save time, so you line up the two cups, the Tosha Shalmit. He said, that's a violation of Chavidus. He says, really, when you take out, let's say a day on which you lay Kriyas HaTorah from two Sfarim. So he says, you really ought to take out one Sefer Torah at a time. You should take out one Sefer Torah and lay and then put it back and take out the second Sefer Torah. So he quotes, I think the Masechah Seferim says like that. You take out one Sefer and you finish laying and then you put it back and take out the other Sefer. In our practice, it's not so. So it's probably because of Tichah Ditzibura. But the Magen Avraham claims that in the Ikar Adin, we really should have done like that. We really should have taken out each Sefer separately. What? Is it such a Tichah Ditzibura? While he's saying Harachmas, someone else can quote it. What? Let's say that there, everybody has to stand up, the Chazan, the choir have to sing by even so again, watch up the steps again. It's a whole story. One person should not lay in from two svar. Shouldn't come, but two people may lay in from two svar.
Put one back and they got another one that's
could be. I don't know. There's a discussion in the Magen Avraham. Maybe he brings that up. I don't remember. Two people in two Sfarim is not a problem. No? I think the Gemara says that. No? The Gemara and Yuma is that kasha. The Gemara and Yuma says it's not the Gomesh al Rishon when it's a different person getting the Aliyah. Yeah. The Gemara and the Yad of Yuma says that. In Hilchot Kriyas HaTorah, the Magen Avraham talks about not filling up the both cups together. He quotes, Magen Avraham quotes the Prisha and Ebenezer and says that you can fill up the both cups in the beginning, before the bench. And it's not a problem. Magen Avraham goes through the Gemara of Chavidus and says to that person an hour, and he explains why it's not right, that you should really fill up the second cup after.
At the end of the day, the person who pours all the cups
No, they're all doing the same mitzvah now.
No.
They're all doing the same mitzvah. But let's say he wants to fill up all abacuses. I have four cups in front of me, I'll fill up all abacuses and I'll use one now, and then second one later, third one later. But then the Magen Avraham would say that would be a violation of Chavidus HaTorah. But to pour everybody's first kose at one time, that's all the same mitzvah. Stop. No, you're preparing the object. To prepare the object to use for the mitzvah is also a violation of Magen Avraham claims, also a violation of Chavidus HaTorah.
One?
Apparently on different people, we consider it different mitzvahs. I don't know. It's a good question. Chavidus HaTorah. He demonstrates that it's a Torah and a Matzah. He wants to try to save as much time as he can. So that's considered a Bizoyan HaMitzvah. I don't know. The Mishnah talks about the Kohen looking at the Neged Tzaras, that if the Neged Tzaras is in the base Hastorim, then it's not Metameh. Let's say it's inside the mouth, or it's on the bottom of the foot, or it's inside the ear, or inside the nostril, or something like that. So then it's not metame. Then the Mishnah discusses what's considered beis hastorim by a man and what's considered beis hastorim by a woman. So the Mishnah goes into detail certain parts of the woman's body. So the shayla is which kohen is going to look at the woman's body to determine whether he's whether she's a mitzoras or not. All right, so if, let's say the woman has a male doctor, so the doctor looks at the body also. So if there's no brayer, so the kohen looks at the body. But maybe the din is that a kohen can also pass him. And we asked the kohen, what's the din? So we were learning the Mishnah, so we were wondering, what's the din can a kohen?
Isn't that
Kedushas kohen?
She can't go.
A kohen has a kohen with respect to certain
condition.
No, a kohen is permitted to be mitam with a mason.
Right.
She's permitted to marry a ger.
Right.
And she can't do avoid in the Beit HaMikdash.
Right.
But she does have Kedushas Kuna. She gets Rolach Yayin Bar Keva. And one of the Machlok, you can give a Pidyon HaBen, she can eat Truma. Kachi Kachi, no. Only Zichri Kuna. Kachi Kachi, that's like avoid. Kohanim Oichel Mabayla Miskaprim, so that's like an avoid. The Harayin has to be done in the Azara. So that's why Kohanis can't do Avodah, so she can't eat Kachi Kachi.
Why are we so worried about it here? I mean, when the Yoreh goes to the mikvah, we have to be the
Yoreh. No, but the woman is dressed when she goes to the mikvah. It's not a bathrobe that's loose. It's loose on her, it's not a chatzitza. Right, so that's the shah, the bana means dafke bana, but the
nice
bana.
All of a sudden, they never, all of a sudden,
sometimes the Gemara is medayik and sometimes not. So here there's no b'feirah shemokha. Here there's no mokha. So I remember the day that we were discussing this, Rabbi Shulman called up, Rabbi Shmariel Shulman. Your friendly stockbroker? Nobody knows? So he said, what are you learning? So I told him, that's what we're learning. So he said, oh, it's an Ofen Medrash Rabba. No, he said, it's an Ofen Medrash Rabba. And Parshas Tazria. That the Medrash Rabba says that there was a Kohen who lived in Eretz and he had no Parnassah, and he wanted to go to Chutzlaretz to make a living. And then he was married to a Kohenis. So he told his wife, in case any business comes while on the way, in case anybody comes with a negative saras, so they told him how the following, and he starts telling his wife how to paskin. So he says, in case this, it's tummy, in case that, it's tohar. And then he said, goodbye. And then his wife started to ask him some of the details, and then she gave her a klal about tummy, so she said, the Banishwam is so medayik, so the Banishwam will give you a parnasa and Eretz Yisrael, so you shouldn't go to Chutzlah. So the story ends that he didn't go to Chutzlah. But you see that he was about to leave, and he's telling his wife how she should paskin on the negative. That's what it would appear, that she was going to paskin, unless he was such an amharic, he didn't know the deal.
Is he even Kohen?
I
said
she
was the Kohen.
Is it
an Anacious Kohen? Oh, he held an Anacious Kohen, maybe. So Rabbi Shlomo suggested it would appear from that Medrash Rabbah that a Kohenist can, he was guessing that he must have been married to a Kohenist. And the Kohenis could also pass it on the Gwen. Yes, it exists. Yes, yes. Disciple of Son has an essay about this topic, whether Kohenis can pass it on the Gwen, and he doesn't bring this Medrash Rabbah. It just Reitzach Hina Hen, he doesn't have any maskanas. He doesn't bring any rice, he doesn't have any maskanas. He just says, on the one hand, you find Kohenis has dinei kahuna, on the other hand, she doesn't. And he doesn't have any rice. What the din is. Interesting, Shah. And then they'd have to go to another coin to make the plot, could they? Adavala has a chiddush in the Sefer HaChumash. She wants to say based on the Pesukim in Parshas Metzorah. It says HaKohen HaMetahir, HaKohen HaMetahir. It doesn't say HaKohen. He wants to say that HaKohen HaMetahir is a different din kuhuna. But it's not the same din kuhuna in Kol HaTorah Kula. It's a different din kuhuna. Ein Afkamina, it's a different din kuhuna. He wants to give an Afkamina l'cholol. The Gemara has it. Cholol Shabbat b'diyavid is avidosik sheira based on the Pasuk Baruch Hashem Chelo. Afilo chalolim shebo, their avoid is mevureches, their avoid is beruch, but it's acceptable. He wants to tell HaChiddush that b'diyavid the cholol shavat is good. It's only by avoiders, but a kohen should tihere as hametzora, and then later on turned out that kohen who was mitar the mitzora was a cholol, so the mitzora would remain tummy because you have to have that kohen hametari. Look, it's a chiddush niflam yod. In order, gvadik chiddush to base just on that pasuk, a kohen hametari. Difficult to darshan psukim on yirah. There is such a thing in the Gemara in Zvachim on daf kuf base. The Gemara has something like that, not based. Not exactly where Adavala writes in his sefer. The Gemara says when Miriam became a mitzvahiras, so the shaila was who was going to paskin on her negatzaras. Moshe Rabbeinu is all paskin, and the Gemara says Nishgiven can kain. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't a kain. Aaron should paskin, so that's totally the machlek is a man the rabban whether Kroivim can paskin or not. There's a mission in the going, in the second or third paragraph in the going, the machlek is a man the rabban whether what a makish rivim lenegoyim. There's a pasuk that says ki matzah chol ba'adama. Where's that? The end of Kiseitza or something? If you find a person, a dead body in Eretz Yisrael, so you have to measure to the cities that are closest, and the closest city has to bring closest city has to bring an egg la'rufa. So the pasuk says there, when you bring the egg la'rufa, the kohanim have to say kapel ram chesol shepadis Hashem. And the Chumash describes the kohanim as the people asher al piyam yikol riv v'chol nega. The kohanim are the people who are in charge of riv dinei Torah. The kohanim is supposed to pass on dinei Torah and nega. They're supposed to pass on nega tzara. So Meir says there's a hekish makish rivim negoyim. The makish negoyim the rivim. The Chachamim disagree. There's no hekish rivim negoyim. There is no hekish. So Meir has a hekish rivim negoyim with respect to three dinim. The Gemara has one din is that just like riv, just like a din Torah cannot be judged by kroivim, just like a korv is possible ladies and a korv is possible dayanis. A korv is possible dayanis. So too a korv would be possible to be royas and negoyim because makish rivim negoyim. And the Chachamim disagree. There is no hekish rivim negoyim. The kroivim can pass on negoyim only. Call on the goyim adam roy chutz minigay atzma. He cannot pass on his own self, because the pasuk implies clearly that someone else passes on him. But to pass on a relative, the chacham and the rabbi hold that it is. The second machlokes amen the rabbanu where the makish rivim the goyim is that it says by the goyim, chol mare eni hakoyim. It says eni hakoyim, the eyes of the koyim. So the mishnah says that if the koyim is blind on one eye, he don't let him be royas on the goyim. He has to be able to see the nega with his both eyes. They should have a full perspective of the nega. Or if he has a weak eye, that's also not good. The whole Mari any akoyim. So according to Ramei, who holds makish rivim negoyim, a summa beinu achas is pasul lod din dinim ominous. And the Chachamim disagree. So Gemara Sanhedrin, according to the Chachamim Ramei, who deny makish rivim negoyim, so summa beinu achas is pasul lod din dinim ominous. What about a summa gishtei enov? According to Ramei, even a summa beinu achas is pasul lod din dinim ominous. What about la halacha that we don't pass like Ramei? A summa beinu achas is good. What about a summa gishtei enov? Is that good enough? Bamun is possible in Sanhedrin, yeah. To be that's in Sanhedrin for Dina Nefasha. So we're machmer for a gitten. We're machmer for gitten that a Bamun is possible based on Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin. But for Dina Mamun, it's a Bamun is kosher. Yerushalmi says. The Mishnah has the 10 differences between Mamun and Nefasha. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin. And then the Yerushalmi discusses additional differences. The Yerushalmi has this difference that a Bamun is possible for Nefasha and kosher for Mamun. And it's that Yerushalmi that speaks about gitten. Then maybe by a get, the Balmum is also no good. It's a chumra. And that's why it says a minig, not to be misadar a get on Friday. Because you're not allowed to be done dinin nefashis on Friday. Even though Bemis, the time doesn't apply. Because by dinin nefashis, you have to have halonas adin. So you have to leave the case over till if it'll be done that he's potter. He's potter. He goes home, he has a different Shabbos. If they're going to be done that he's chayiv, so then they have to wait till tomorrow. What are they going to do? They're going to convene on Shabbos and then pass in chayiv again? And then give Mrs. Bezna on Shabbos again. So they'll have to wait till Sunday. So the Gemara says from Friday till Sunday, they may forget all the details of the case. So that's why the Gemara says you should never be done a din in the Fashis case on Friday, because you need halanas adin. So then it's the time that the Gemara gives, that's in the Bible. The time given by the Gemara really doesn't apply to a get. Still, it says in Eben Ezer that there's a minig lahatchila not to be misadar a get on Friday, because we treat a get like din in the Fashis, because of that Yerushalmi, and you shouldn't have a balmum, also shver chumah. You don't allow a balmum to be misadar a get like a balmum is possible for dinin nefashis. A shver zach a balmum is not possible for nefashis. I'll be passionate the balmum. You're not allowed to appoint a balmum as a member of the Sanhedrin. Kuloch yafar ayasumum meinbach, the Gemara says. It's a dinin minui. You're not allowed to appoint him as a member of the Sanhedrin. So even if you say that giving a get is treated the exact same thing as dinin nefashis, but there's no Sanhedrin though. There's no smicha. There's no Sanhedrin chav gimel. How can you say a balmum is not good? The whole thing is a shver chumra gabi chumra. That's what it says in evidence. That Lachatrida shouldn't allow a Balmum to be Mesadar Eget because we treat it like Nefashis. And the high time, he shouldn't be Mesadar Eget on Friday like Din Nefashis on Friday. Even though the time for Friday, Halanas Adin, doesn't apply to Eget. So that's the Shaila. If you all like the Rab Meir, even Asuma Bein Achas, it's possible to be done Din Amanis. If you all like the Rabban, then Asuma Bein Achas is good because Loi Makash Riven and Rabban, Bobby Bidadin by Asuma Bishteyena. So the Rishonim say he's no good, but they give different reasons. The Pashtus is because Asuma Bishteyena is possible Aedis. We learned it, no? We learned about the Kav Nisha. Suma. So Suma Vishteinav is Pasala Aedis. Even if he saw what happened, he was watching when he was able to see. And then it became blind later. The Gemara says, still no good. The Rajbam has learned that from the Pasala. Aro Yoda. It's a special din Aro. It has to be a Bari. If he's not a Bari, even if he saw yesterday and today he's blind, it's a Psula Guf. A Suma has a Psula Guf. Azir is HaKosim that a Suma is a Psula Guf. But the Pashtus is, it's just like his Pasala Aedis, he's also Pasala the Dayanus, and you can't say no, he's only possible Eidus because he can't see. How can he give Eidus if he can't see? No. If he saw yesterday and became blind today, why can't he testify so he sees it? And the Gemara in Bava Basra quotes a Braisa that if he saw what happened and then he wants to testify, if he became blind, we don't accept the testimony. So you see that it's not some hechatinsa that if he's blind, he can't see, he can't testify. It's a gzeres hakosa that assume is possible. So we have a klal in the Mishnah and the Nida that whoever is possible Eidus is possible Dayanus. So that's how Pitashtas by assume is it's possible of that's if it's a balabatish. If it's a lot of Rishonim in Sanhedrin give a different time. Say because ain't done in Balaila. It can't be done by Laila. The Summa Vishtayainov is always Laila. It's the riff. It's always a print of Laila for the Summa Vishtayainov.
We have a whole thing for Ranan. Ranan can start in the day, it's a Dalmi Hakar, and then you can finish it at the night.
He wants to be b'riyevet if he made it in Balayla. The Rashbam holds b'riyevet is good and we don't pass like the Rashbam.
According to
the Rashbam, Summa would be good b'riyevet. Yeah, it's very shver. It's also shver. If that's the reason why Summa is possible, because the Summa is always a clean up Laila, so one of you turn on the lights at night, so some afraid and say that he can be done. The Sma writes. Sma writes like Ganach HaShem Mishma. That ain't done in Balayla. Sma is the same on the years and night. Understand it? No. The Summa is always going to be Laila. But based on that riff that he says the Summa is always like Laila, because it's dark for him, that even in daytime it's like Laila, so then you say that Laila is only up, ain't done by Laila because it's dark, but if you light candles by Laila, then it can be done. Be let blind, so that's what some folks can say, that the Kabbal Gerim by Laila, because they turn on the lights in the night. Gerim has to be by Yom, because you need a bezin. So if you put on the lights, you can, let's say he says you shouldn't be Masadva yet by Laila. No, it's a Maisa Bezin. It needs Yom. The Gemara says it. Yeah. Anything that needs a Bezin. Chalitza has to be by Yom. Geiris has to be by Yom. It's no good by Laila. It says in the Mishnah. It's no good by Laila.
Why can't be that sacred reason that it is also by Laila, but still it comes out from the case? The Laila becomes tough because in general there's this concept that you can't.
Okay. Whatever it is, the Pashto says that even if you turn on the lights at night, it's also no good. The Pashto. Tashver is not. It's a difficult not. So that's the second Nafkamina. Where the Makish Rivan is gone. First Nafkamina is where the Kraven can be Roy Mesanega. The second Nafkamina is where the Summa Be'ino Achas is possible Lodin Dili Nomnus and we pass them against Ramed that is Kashim. The third Nafkamina is whether you can be have a Gemara Din of Dini Nomnus Balaga. Rav Meir holds Makish Rivan and Egoim, Ma Negoim Bayom. Af Rivan Bayom. The Negat Saras has to be Bayom. Bayom he rois El Akoin. But Ro Akoin Bayom Ashvi has to be Bayom Alo Balaylo. The Gemara has another din. It has to be only certain hours of the day because the sun is shining too sharply or the sun is too dim. Or if it's a cloudy day, it can be right on the ground. That's a different reason because you have to be able to see the Negat properly. But the fact that it has to be Bayom Alo Balaylo, that's another din. There are two different dinim that Rivan Bayom has to be Bayom Alo Balaylo. That's one din. That's a pasuk by Yom. And then there's another din that the Mishnah has, not based on the pasuk, that has to be only certain hours of the day. Mamish, very limited hours. One Tanis is only 4 hours a day. Machleg Zameir Abudah. Rameir says, I think 6 hours, 3 hours in the morning, 3 hours in the afternoon. Too early in the morning, in the middle of the day, and too late in the afternoon. And the other time, Rameir says only 4 hours a day. 2 hours if it's between 9 and 11, that's all. And between 2 and 4, that's all. Only 4 hours a day can be right again. So that din certainly doesn't carry over to a din Torah. But the din of Bayom, or Balayla, from there holds Makash Rivan and Egoim, so he cannot be done, Dinim Amunis Balaylo, neither Tchilas Din nor Gemar Din. And again, we don't pass him like Rav Meir. We pass him that a Gemar Din can be done Balaylo and Dinim Amunis. Why can't you make a Tchilas Din Balaylo if there is no Pasik? So the Gemar says, no, that's based on a different Pasik. But it says, Abrais is Shloshe Shinichus in the Vakar Sachele, Rotsu Kaisim, Rotsu Osim Din, but that's only Bayom and not Balaylo. And that's based on the Pasik, Vahoyo Bayom Han Tchilo Az Banov. Bayom Velo Balaylo. So the Gemar says, what do you mean? A man who dies Balaylo, his sons don't get the Yerusha, men can make a Tzavah Balayla. The Gemara says, no, it means Bayoyim Alo Balayla, that the Bezin can only be convened. The Allah, that the people who happen to be visiting the Chayla have the status of a Bezin, so that's only Ratzos and Din, that's only if they're Mavaka Chayla Bayoyim. But if they're visiting the Chayla Balayla, then there's no Bezin Balayla. So that Pasuk only tells you that the Kviyas are Bezin, Tchilas Yeshivas Bezin has to be Bayoyim. But once done in Bayoyim, then it can be Gomer Balayla. That's how we pass them. Rav Meir holds, no, done in Bayoyim, Gomer Bayoyim. Because he holds Makish Rivan and Egoim. Those are the three Nafkaminas that the Gemara has. They went to the Mavaka Chayla. And then they went to see, visit him. And then he starts making a Tavor. After I die, I want this to go to this son and that to go to that son. So the Brisa says, they can set themselves up as a Bezin. and make a psak bezin that we heard from the chayla that he wants this and this yerusha to be taken care of, and they can already write a psak bezin. But that's only if they visited by yom. If they visited by laila, so there's no bezin by laila. So they're only eidim. So they're only eidim. Then they cannot write a eidim cannot write a shtar without the asam b'shtar.
If you have to have good sunlight, then what do you do with the
Or you have to say there are two different din. The one din by Yom La Balayla, that's one din. Even if Balayla you can have some fluorescent light that would resemble exactly sunlight, it would also be no good. So din by Yom La Balayla. And then there's another din that there's no pasuk for, that the Mishnah knows, Mitzad HaSvar, that only certain hours of the day is the sunlight not going to deceive you in judging the correct color of white that it is.
The outdoors
are by, yeah. Or indoors right near a window. Like outdoors, yeah. Then the Gemara, the Mishnah has another drasha. The Yom Hira is Bo. So the Mishnah has a drasha in Bari Kutin first pair. Yesh Yamim Shatar Reinigayim, Yesh Yom Shiyatar Reinigayim. Rashi and Chumash quote. What are the Yamim Shiyatar Reinigayim? On Yontif, Arachos, and Tachshuv is Mea Mishnah, you don't want to look at the Neged Saraz in order not to aggravate him, in order not to ruin his Simchas Yontif, or in order not to ruin his Simchas Chasim Akala. That's the Rashi in Perek Yud Gimel on Pasuk Yud David. Will be Yom Hira is Bo, Yesh Yom Shatar Reinigayim, Yesh Yom Shiyatar Reinigayim. So the Mishkan Es Yankee writes in the Tshuva that from this Mishnah, this is a Mishnah in White Cut in the first paragraph, from this Mishnah would appear that the institution of Shivat Yemei Mishnah is a Din Deraisa, but it's only a Din de Rabbanan, and you postpone the Riyas Negroin because of the Simchas Chos in the Rabbanan. That's pretty tiny. I don't know. He says from the simple reading, the Mishkan Es Yankee has a Tshuva, he says from the simple reading of this Rashi is quoting from the Mishnah in White Cut, the Braisa in White Cut. He thinks that it would appear that the whole Drasha is a Drasha Gemurah Derais. That all Shiva Zimei Mishnah is Derais. This is against Rishayim, because Taisa says, commenting on the Gemara in the beginning of Maseches Kesubis around Abdallah, the Gemara talks about a couple are about to get married, and all of a sudden one of the parents dies. So the Gemara says that you have the Chas and Kala get married, and then you have the Avelis postponed till after the Shiva Zimei Mishnah. So Taisa points out, isn't that interesting? That you postpone the Avelis, the Shivis Namish, the Simchas Chasim Kala is only the Rabbanan. And Avelis, Yom Rishon, according to Sam Rishonim, according to the Gonim, we don't pass like that, but according to the Gonim, the Rishon, the Ramah, the Chachmi Sfarad, is the Raisin. The Chabah, all like that, is the Raisin. So you negate a mitzvah the Raisin because of a mitzvah the Rabbanan. So the Rosh over there in Ksugas Abdallah quotes in the name of the Maharam Ritmer, Kvivi Ashevid, that just like Avelis, Yom Rishon is the Raisin, Simchas Chasim is the Raisin, and the Yom Rishon. What's the mocker in Pasuk? So he has a Pasuk in Shir Hashir, Yom Chasanas and Yom Simchas Libo. That Yom Rishon, Simchas Chas and Yom Rishon is the Raisa, and the other 6 days of Shivis Me'amish, that's only the Rabbana. And Taisus assumed not, so Taisus assumed that all Shivis Me'amish is only the Rabbana. And the Mishnah Yankiv disagrees with all the Rishon, he thinks that all Shivis Me'amish is the Raisa based on this drasha that the Gemara has. It says the simple reading of the drasha implies that it's really their eyes. Here the Rashi and Chumash and Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Yud Dalet quotes of the Yom Heroi Boy Basacha Yesh Yom Shater Roye Bal Yesh Yom Shein Ater Roye Boy Vikan Omru Chas Nas Not Kol Shivis Yimei Amishta. So he says the simple reading that Bryce implies that Shivis Yimei Amishta is a Din Deir Eyes. Why did he have to say the Teretz to me? I don't know. 2A. Same dinner. It doesn't mean that all of the observances are deraisa. It means that there's a din of simcha deraisa. How does it reflect itself on a level of deraisa? That's a question.
So according to the Rosh Hashanah, he's just one day. Just birthday is deraisa.
Then they should start Avelis. Why then in the stomach there's no problem? Then the Avelis is only the Rabbanan and the Simchas Chasan is the Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan from the Deich, the Rabbanan. The whole problem only was, if you hold like the Goyim, the Avelis and Mishan is the Raisa, and Simchas Chasan is the Rabbanan, so how do you have a mitzvah the Rabbanan and Simchas Chasan and Deich and mitzvah the Raisa? Taisa says, you do it, there's no problem. And the Maharam Wittenberg says, no, that the Simchas Chasan is also the Raisa and Yamish. Din Shulchan Aruch, a lot of detail. Depends on the person died, before, during, after.
Right before.
It depends on the Kvura. Whenever you do the Kvura, that's when the Avelis begins. So the Gemara says, hold up the Kvura, postpone the Kvura till after the Chuppah. After the Chuppah, then the Shivas Me'amish to begin, and then if you bury the mace then the Avelis doesn't get off the ground. But if you bury the mace before, then the Shivas Me'avelis began, but began already. but then the Shiva's Nehem Mishnah is not going to cancel it. Right, that's a good kasha. That's what he asked. Good kasha. Oh no, I mean, what was bothering him in the first place? He didn't have to no kasha, no care. If they bury the mace, they put in the Mishnah.
They start choosing the Mishnah, then they start
this. So what
would be a problem? Yeah, has a dinner ban.
Is there a dinner ban on Yom Tov, in other words? We treat choosing the Mishnah like a Yom Tov. Is there a dinner ban on Yom Tov? That's the question. That's the question in the Gemara, in the Mishnah Melech, in the Tosk, in the Shana Lach. No, when the Avedis began, there's an Issa Diyah. Yeah. Here the Avedis doesn't begin until later. For an Oinan, there is an Issa Diyah, right? The Gemara says that they were Matah. There should have been an Issa and that they were Matah, yeah.
Matah what?
Oh. They were Matah him to have the Kupin, to be Boral Bilas Mitzvah, even though Boral Bilas Mitzvah should have been an Issa. So the Gemara says that was a Hetah. Should have been also, but they're not. Apparently, the whole Issa in the first place was only the Rabbanah.
Yeah, I mean, then
the Mitzvah Deraisa, those are the ones who were punished.
The
mitzvah deraisa he can fulfill. He has a whole lifetime to go. What does he have to do the mitzvah deraisa now? He has a whole lifetime to get now.
That's the question he asked in the condition of the Rabbah. He says, the he needs to make sure to
have it as quickly as
possible.
From Kriyashma. Yeah. Yeah, but still, it's not. You can't say Mukhlim Dab could have the B.S. mitzvah that night. We recommend it. The Chumash has a din of Tzaraz Begodim. In the end of Parashat Tazria, Tzaraz Begodim is a Chiddush din. Not only is it Metame a Beged, it's even Metame Shtio Erev. It's even Metame a spool of thread. Even though the spool of thread wasn't made into. Yeah. Even though it wasn't yet made into a beggar, just a spool of thread is also mekabel tumas. It's not mekabel tumas other tumas. Let's say a tummy touches thread. Thread is not a beggar, so it's not mekabel tumas. But it's a special zeres hakasu that it's mekabel tuma over here by tumas tzara. See, the Pnei Yeshua has a kasha. There is a gemara in Tzukeh, but the gemara says that you're not allowed to use thread for tzach. A different kinds of thread. There's thread from tzemer and thread from pishtan. Thread from tzemer is avadim agud. It's not gidule karka. It grew on the animal's back. But thread from pishtan. Pishtan is flax that grows on the ground. Linen grows on a bush. So why can't you use thread from pishtan to make schach out of it? So the Rambam and the Gaonim say it's a chumrah mid rabbanon because it's nishtana. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. That's what we pass. It's a chumrah mid rabbanon because it doesn't look like gidule karka. It looks like thread. It looks like it's a different thing. It doesn't retain its original identity. It's a marasayim mid rabbanon. Like upon a Kadosh is Bolakam. So the Pnei Yeshua is bothered with a Tosis says the Shaila Ben. Bothered with the question, why did the Ram hold that it's only Psul de Rabbanah? Shouldn't it be a Psul de Raisa? Because thread from Pishtim is Dovah HaMakabal Tumah. And in order to be Kosh of Hischat, you have to have that it should be Gedul HaKarka, it should be Tavish, it should be Dovah Shein HaKabal Tumah. The sense of HaKabal Tumah is Nogoyim, should be no good for Schat Min HaTorah. That's how Rashi and Tosis say. That thread from Pishtim is no good Min HaTorah because Dovah HaMakabal Tumah. So yes, why does the Ram say it's only the Rabbanah? Why does the Ram hold from the time of Rashi and Tosis? So he says there, Apashim to Teretz. Because if Zer, Nemes to Teretz, Takir, Rashi and Tosfos really comes out to be a pellet. He says there is a din in the Gemara of Gerl V'Doifik. Gerl V'Doifik is a question what it is. Rashi says that it's the lid of the coffin, and the Rabbeinu Tam says that it's from Matzeva. So there's a din in the Sukkah, the second paragraph of Sukkah, and in other places as well, that a Gerl V'Doifik has a Tumas Mace. And the Gerl V'Doifik will have a Tumas Mace, whatever material it's made of. Whether you make it from wood, bamboo, sticks, whatever you make it from, plastic, whatever you make it from, it'll have a tumas gel of a duffik. If you make a gel of a duffik from a live animal, that's a machlokes satana. A mere beautiful. Whether a behemoth has tumas gel of a duffik. But anything else you make it from will have tumas gel of a duffik. So he has the kasha, so how can you ever use anything for scha? Everything is royal kabal tumah. It could be a tumas gel of a duffik. So he says, obviously the answer is, how can you ever use bamboo or any twigs, anything for scha? It's all, everything is royal kabal tumah.
Similar
kasha,
different
context,
but you're
cautious.
Nazir,
Tamei, Tamei,
Kasha,
and Golem, Zofek. So the Tamei is not Mekamei.
So the
Pasuk, the Tamei is not Muzah. The Pasuk, the Tamei is not Muzah.
The
No, we discussed the following shayla. Is a kohen permitted to enter the matzeva shop when there's a matzeva there that was once on the grave and was removed? The kohen for the rabbi Natan, the matzeva is a grave of the deifik. And the rabbi Natan holds the kohen is moved around the grave of the deifik. And the Rashi and Erevin says in Rav Tezvah that the grave of the deifik is matam even if you removed it from the kever. So the rabbi Natan says it's true, but that you're not going to combine all the three chumas, the fact that neither one of them, none of them is really lahalo, because each one is only a chumah.
He ends up saying that it's only
But the fact that anything can be converted into a girl of a deifik, it's not that the tumas ha-meis, that the meis transmits his tumas. If I touch a meis, so the meis transmitted the tumas to me. So the meis aviyav, oh, it's a tumas, and I become an abba tumas. When you have a girl of a deifik on top of the meis, it's not that the tumas goes from the meis to the girl of a deifik, and then it's transmitted to the guy who touches the girl of a deifik. The girl of a deifik is now labeled as kever ha-meis, and the kever ha-meis is a tumas ha-yotzal migufa. Kever ha-meis has a tumas, like a meis, didn't get the tumas from minachutz. So the kever ha-meis also doesn't get the tumas from the meis. Kever ha-meis is tummy, period, is tummy. So the Pnei Yeshua says, that's not called Dabah HaMakabot Tumah. So likewise, that's apparently the Shittas HaRambam by Shesa V'Erev. Shesa V'Erev can become Tumah, the Tumah Saraz, but Tumah Saraz is not called Dabah HaMakabot Tumah. Where did the Tumah come from? It comes from Achutz, it doesn't come in Achutz. A Begit or a Shesa V'Erev that has Negat Saraz on it is Tumah. It's a Tumah Yotzal HaMeguf. It develops over here. It's not that the spool of linen thread is a davar hamakabel tumah min achutz. It can't receive tumah from some outside thing. It may turn into a davar tumah, but that's not called davar hamakabel tumah. The purpose is of being pasul l'schach. That's the Pnei Yeshua, the end of the first perik in Sukkah. Torah has a din that you have to burn. You have to burn the beged. A beged ashti. Sometimes you have to burn it and sometimes not. So when you have to burn it, it says ba'ish tisrufenu. So the Mishnah Achrona has an interesting comment on Mishnayis. Mishnah Achrona is the Meforish on the side of Mishnayis Taras. He has a comment that Mishnah has a din that the Beged Hamuchlot is Osabahano. So he says, Avad it's Osabahano. Anything that's Tom Srafer is Osabahano. If it weren't Osabahano, the Torah wouldn't tell us to burn it. That Balabatish comment that he writes is a Ramban Msochen. Ramban argues Msochen the Chometz has to be Osabahano from the fact that the Torah says you have to burn it. Obviously, it's also banot. What's the Torah going to tell us to burn something that's muta banot? But about tashkis. So whenever the Torah tells us to burn something, obviously implied is that it's also banot. The shayla is how come Rabbi Yosef Glili doesn't hold like that? Such a balabatish argument. Rabbi Yosef Glili argues with the other tanaim and Pesachim says tamei al atzmecha. Hey, chametz it's also banot kol shiva. Never heard of that din. He says chametz also banot. It's only also bachila. It's muta banot. But what does Rabbi Yosef Glili do with this balabatish argument? Then furthermore, the Gemara. Right, but it says muta banot. Let's say I pass by a goyish bakery.
That's the reason that you have to. You're going to sell it to burn it. You can use it. You're buying it.
So hurry and sell it to a goy fast. But why do I have to burn it? So it says, because if I sell it to a goy, I violate the Yisra or not. That's also banot. But that's what the Torah requires of me to destroy. Whenever the Torah requires to destroy it, it's understood that it must be also banot. So this story that the Ramban writes in the Mochames and the Mishnah Achrona writes over here in this Mishnah in the end of Negoim is that this problematic with the Gemara, because the Gemara himself asks, how do you know that Chometz is also Bano? So they don't say that's no. The Gemara gives Chizkiah has one marker, Rabbi Bo has a different marker, Rabbi Yosef really denies both Makaris. How come nobody says this marker? But the Torah says you have to destroy it, so obviously it's also Bano.
Which way
is
it destroyed?
Tajbisa? No, because you have to destroy it. So the Ramban says it. Since you have to destroy it, obviously it's also Bano. So this is Ben Tepela. If that's really the Torah, like the Ramban writes and the Mishnah Achrona writes over here by the Beged, then you have to burn. Then the Gemara learns that the Beged is also Bano from different parts. It says, Taras Mameris Eitain Bo Me'era. Give it a curse. And a curse means that it's also Bano. Shalot Tehonim Imen. The Gemara doesn't say that Torah. The Gemara seems to learn that from different parts. By Chalit Bepes, the whole set, the Gemara doesn't say what the Ramban said. The strange thing is that the Ramban and the Mishnah Achrona each came up with the same mindset. It seems to be against all of the Gemara's. It's an interesting answer, but it seems to be against all of the Gemara's. You have to figure out some issue. I'm sorry, for the Gemara's. There is an interesting, I don't know, not a suppose it is. There's an interesting machlokes of Yudah Rabbanon. By, let's say you have a Negat Saras in the spool of thread of Tzemer Pishnah. So it has to be a certain minimum size. The Negat Saras has to be Kigris. So So what if I had a spool of thread and it was ripped and then I tied it up? And then the Torah says part on this thread and part on that thread, but they're tied together. So that's machlokes the Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanim. So the Magen Avraham quotes that Mishnah in Hilchos Tzitzis. He says, Ashayla, what's the din? The tzitzis have to be a minimum length. What if the tzitzis are not long enough? It ripped, but I tied on the string and I made it that long. Oh, see, if it was possible, if it was all made and then I tied it on, so that's possible. What if before I tied the tzitzis into the beged, I had tzitzis that are ripped, so I tied them all up together, and now I tie it into the beged, it would be good. So the Magen Avraham says, that should depend on the machlokes of Yehuda Rabbah. I think he says, we pass him that it is, kesher is a chibur for tzaras, so the kesher should be a chibur for tzitzis as well. But it's a machlokes, Mishnah Achrayna quotes this, on Mishnah Achrayna, he thinks the Magen Avraham two stel is wrong. He thinks the machlokes of Yehuda Rabbah is only by tzaras, it doesn't apply to other places. There are a lot of dinim, what I want to bring out is there are a lot of dinim in Hilchos Tzaras that are not only local to Hilchos Tzaras. There are a lot of dinim in the Mishnayis Negoim. It's very easy. Mishnayis Negoim is very interesting. There are a lot of dinim in the Mishnayis Negoim that are relevant for other areas of Halacha, like how far down the payas go. It's also for Mishnah Negoim. That if you have a Nega HaNesek, Barosh or Bezokon, so it's one din of Tzaras, and the Rosh and the Zokon are not mitzvah. You have to have either a Gris and the Nesek and the Rosh, or a Gris and the Neg and the Nesek and the Zokon. You have a half a Gris and the Rosh, and half a Gris and the Zokon is not mitzvah. The Mishnah says, where's the cutoff point between the Rosh and the Zokon? That gives you a shear in the Mishnah. That shear is relevant for Pates. The din is relevant for Pates. There are a lot of din in the Mishnah that are universal din, not the local din. Okay, for $3 you do can buy a green journal. Psichas HaKever. I don't know why you call it a kever. Is it possible for the cervix of the Isha to open up and have something come out without a Riyaz Dam? So we, there's a Shad, and we showed him how we pass him also. So we assume in Shulchan Aruch that it's E-Epsher of Psichas HaKever below Dam. So the basis on Masechas Krisus, second person Krisus, he asks the Kasha, so why do you need the Din? That the Oled is Zohar is Tmei after 7 days, if it's Ki'efshel of Psichas HaKeva V'loidam, so she's going to be a Nida anyway. If it would have been Efshel of Psichas, if you know like the other time that it's Efshel of Psichas HaKeva V'loidam, then there's such a thing as a Leida Yeveshto, that's how Rashi and Chumash quotes from the Gemara. Leida Yeveshto means a dry birth that there's no dam at all. So even in such a case of a Leida Yeveshto, the Torah is Mechadish, that Leida itself is Mekamidish. Or by Oled is Nekeva, even if you say, so the dam would only be mitami the isha for 7 days, but we want to be mitami here for 14 days. By your letters in the table, so that we understand. But by your letters zohar, why does the Torah have to write that your letters zohar is tmei for 7 days? If we assume la locha iapshel b'sichas hakeva b'loy dam, so the dam is going to make her a nida anyway. Of course, she's going to be tmei for 7 days. So the place gives you ganzen and afkeminis in the dinim. No, it means that the dam will come out.
They couldn't the dam just say, come out and stay inside the wall if you don't see them. But the dam won't come all the way out.
Okay, it makes it turn the tummy anyway. And the dam goes from the Bayis HaKhanini into the Bayis HaKhitan and it crosses over the border, then that's called the rear. Then she's Tmei already. And we assume that some Sefer says that the borderline between the Bayis HaKhanini and the Bayis HaKhitan is the cervix, the Shinayim. When the dam crosses over the Shinayim, then she becomes Tmei. That's the kashya that the Rishonim have. So they give the roots. They give Gan's final teruts. The Chumash writes that the Chumash repeats again the din over here. But Yom Hashmini Yimol Psaro Losoi, that the Milo is by Yom Hashmini. The Gemara comments in Masech Shabbos in Perek Blazer the Milo that the reason why it's repeated over here is to indicate that it's Milo Bizmana is Dechah Shabbos. If you would just have the Psukim at the end of Parshas Lech Lecha, you wouldn't know that it's a Malach, you wouldn't know that it's Mutter to do the Mila even the Shabbos if it's Bizmano. So this pasuk tells me that a Mila Bizmano is Lecha Shabbos. And the Gemara has a further machloikes satanayim and the machloikes amarayim, how to paskin the very first din over here, ishi kisas really, all the zohar that she's tmeyah for 7 days and tahara for 33 days, and she's a lettuce nekeva, and she's tmeyah for 14 days and tahara for 66 days. So the Gemara has a machloikes satanayim, the first daf in Perek Yotzei Dofen. Do these dinim only apply if she had a leda, normal leda, where she pushed out the baby, or even if it was a yotzei dofen, even if it was a cesarean? Machlokes the pshimin and the chacham. So we're asking against the pshimin that a yotzei dofen is not called a leda, so the mother wouldn't have any yemei tuma, she wouldn't have any yemei tara. So now the gemara, that's in Perek Yotzei Dofen. That's in Maseches Nidah. The first daf on daf mem. I'm an aleph in Perek Yotzei Dofen. So Maseches Shabbos in Perek Avlezer and Mila, where you have most of the dinim of Mila, all the dinim you don't have anywhere. One never organizes all the dinim in one place. I'll always leave that one din that'll be somewhere in the other end of the world. One never puts everything together. So the Gemara has in Perek Avlezer and Mila a machlokes hatanayim and a machlokes amarayim. Are these two related? The fact that there's yimei tumah v'yimei tara, and the fact that Mila bizman is there for Shabbos, is there any relationship? Logically, there's absolutely no relationship whatsoever. But the Gemara has a shayla. Maybe there's a gzeres hakosav that kol she'einim or tmei oleido eino nimol l'shmoina. Maybe if the baby was born by cesarean, if it was delivered cesarean delivery and it wasn't a normal leda, so since there's no din of yimei tumah v'yimei tara, that's how we pass in against Rav Shimon, and maybe the din of mila bizmana doesn't apply, and maybe yet. So it's a sfeikat adina. So what do you do if you have a sfeikat adina? It's a sfeikat adina whether there's a din of shmini or not. So if you hold that there's no din of mila bishmini, then you should be mala baby the day born. You can do that. You can be mala baby the day it's born, but if you hold there is a din of mila bishmini, then you have to wait till the yom hashmini. So it's a suffix. So misafik, we say you wait till the yom hashmini. On the other hand, what if the yom hashmini turns out to be Shabbos? So you cannot say that it's day for Shabbos, because maybe there is no din of mila bishmini. Maybe you should have been mala on the day it was born. So you're not allowed to be mala. Then it's a mila shlo bizmana when it comes Shabbos. So mitam suffik, whenever it's a yetzei dofen, mitam suffik, we say that you have to wait to do the bris until the eighth day. But if the eighth day turns out to be Shabbos or yomtiv, then you have to wait till the next day, till after Shabbos. What about Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias? What if the eighth day turns out to be Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias? So Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias in general, there's a machlokes in Rishonim, where the Mila Shelo Bizmano is Deicha Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. Let's say the baby was born in Bein HaShemashes, and you're not sure whether you should do the Mila on the first day Yom Tov or not. Maybe the first day Yom Tov is the eighth day, maybe the first day Yom Tov is the ninth day. So you can't do the Mila on Erev Yom Tov, because maybe it's the seventh day. You're not supposed to do the Mila Teich Shmini. You can't do the Mila on Thursday Yom Tov, maybe it's the ninth day. Maybe Erev Yom Tov was the eighth day, maybe Yom Tov was the ninth day. So then, let's do the Mila now on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. So that's a machloik. That's the Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. Now it's going to be a Vaday Shaloi Bizman. So that's machloik is the Ramam and the Rosh. Are you permitted to do a Mila Shaloi Bizman on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias? On the second day, Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah says the Beferis that you're not allowed to do a Mila Shaloi Bizman. But on every other Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias, that's a machlokes. The shach paskin is mutter, like the Rambam and the Minhag Olam is not so. We paskin that it's also the Mila Shel Bizmano. It's not the Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. But the shaila is, what if the baby, let's say this coming Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias is going to be on Friday? Pesach is going to be Thursday and Friday. So what if a woman, there's going to be, I'm sure, 1,000 women all over the world. What if a woman is going to have, a Jewish woman is going to have a cesarean delivery a week before on Friday? So will a Mila be Deicha Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias? Because that's already sort of a sex ache. Maybe, because every Yaita Deifan is a sake of the Dina, whether it has a Dina Mila Bishmana or not, whether it has a Dina Mila Bishmini. So maybe it has a Dina Mila Bishmini and it's Deicha even Shabbos. And maybe even if it's not Deicha Shabbos, maybe Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias, it can even do a Mila Shlo Bishmana. Maybe the Dina is like the Shach, like the Rambam, that is Mutter. So the later past can say that it's Mutter. That's what Rabbi Kivagan, Nachsam Sefer, and Rabbi Yehud, all the Achronim say it's Mutter. Or the same thing, let's say, if the baby would be born in a Bein HaShemashes situation. Let's say the baby is born a week before Pesach, the Bein HaShemashes between Thursday night. So it's a suffix whether the baby was born on Thursday or on Thursday night. So next week you can't do the bris on Thursday and the first day on Thursday. Maybe it's only the seventh day. And maybe you can do the bris on Friday. So that's a suffix mila bizmana, suffix eina bizmana. And you want to do a suffix mila bizmana on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. So that also be passing that it's deicha. All the passing say that that's deicha Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. It's also mitam sfeik say. And maybe it really is a mila bizmana. Maybe the baby was born here. Maybe the Bein HaShemashes has been at the Laila. And the Midah Bizmana is on Friday. Even if it's a Midah Shlo Bizmana, maybe a Midah Shlo Bizmana is Mutar Yantav Shem Yishol Golit. That's a Machlok Yisrael Rishon. In such a case, the din is that it is Derech Yantav Shem.
Why don't you say something along the lines of
You're going to miss something. Why do it now? Do it later. That's if you're not going to miss anything. I can eat the egg only once in my lifetime. Either I eat it today or I eat it tomorrow. So I eat it today, I eat it tomorrow. But here, if I care, if I'll do the bris tomorrow, I'll miss the heder of doing it. The heder, the whole mitzvah of doing the middle of this month. So I want Dafka to do it this month.
Yeah, this is every day before on Shabbos. Why should you wait for the ninth day?
Because maybe there is a din of Mila Bishmini, and then if there is a din of, by a normal baby that's born, a regular baby is born, so you have to do Mila on the eighth day or afterwards. And if you do the Mila Terch Shmini, then we pass and you have to do a Hatafas Dan Bris again later. So if you'll do over here the Mila before, by the Caesarean that was delivered on Shabbos, if you do the Mila before next Shabbos, then maybe the din is that it had a din of Mila Bishmini, and you did the Mila too early, then you're going to have to require a Hatafas Dan Bris later. So it's better to wait till after Shabbos, till after next Shabbos, and then do the Mila.
Well, I can tell you as well. If you had the Mila, even if it wasn't the Shmini, and you did it as soon as you could.
Maybe we should do twice on the baby. We should do a Mila on Sunday. Right, we should do a Mila on the day after the baby's born, then do our Tafel Dan Bris next Sunday. Will you gain anything? What do you gain? Is the reason I'm giving the mitzvah? It's not working.
Is there a problem delaying it because
yeah, whenever you have a Mila Shlo Bizmana, you're supposed to do it as early as possible. But if you're going to have to repeat it again, Mitam Safed, you're going to have to repeat a Hatavah Tam Bizmana, that's not right. I don't know. That's not right. Yeah.
Why should I call it Tarek? The very fact that it's something
will actually make it
Tarek. But if you can avoid, but if you can take care of both by doing the Mila on the ninth day, so why run to do the Mila now and then to repeat a Hatavah Tam Bizmana on the ninth day? No, it's not an Easter Kare, it's a mitzvah to do it, it's all this time. It's not an Easter, it's a mitzvah requires to do the bris as early as possible. Yeah.
We say
the following stuff. We say that there's a machlokes, the Rambam in the Rosh, where the Mila Shlo Bizmana is definitely Yantav Sheni Shel Golit. So that's the stuff.
And what's the second stuff?
Maybe it's Bizmana. This was a Caesarean delivery on Friday. Or it was born Thursday evening, Bein HaShmosh, it's in between Thursday afternoon and Thursday night. So it's a stuff, maybe the Mila Bizmana is on Friday. If you didn't inform that it's Shlo Bizmana, or the Mila Bizmana should have been on Thursday, that maybe Midrash Lo Bizmana is definitely Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golit. On the second day of Rosh Hashanah, you wouldn't have this space. Let's say the baby was born a week before the second day of Rosh Hashanah.
But why does Midrash Lo Bizmana is definitely Yom Tov
Sheni Shel Golit? That's not like the Rambam and the Rosh. The Mishnah only says Midrash Lo Bizmana is not definitely Yom Tov Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah. What about every other Yom Tov Sheni? So that's not like it. So then it claims that Machloek depends on a question as to the nature of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golit, whether it's a mimic or a real din. That's a machloekes that places in Iran. Places bring the raya and sukkah that involve that you say a bracha when you do. Let's say today is Rosh Chodesh. So most shuls they say a bracha on Amira Sahalo. Even Amira Sahalo on Rosh Chodesh is only a minute. Morris says in the end of Maseches Taimis, the halal on Rosh Chodesh is only a minute. The places she thinks that you say a bracha even on Minhag. And the Rambam disagrees and holds that you don't say a bracha on Minhag. So. So the Tesis brings a raya that one says a bracha on a minute from the fact that we recite brachas on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golis, even though Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golis is only a minute. How do you know it's only a minute? Because the Lashon HaGemara, the beginning of Beit Tzitz, it's already a minute of Sechem Yedeh. The Tesis claims that that means that Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golis is only a minute. And the Ran on the Rif, on Daf Me'avod Nesukah, disagrees with Tesis and says that's not a minute. Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golis is a real din derabban. A minute. The Lashon HaGemara is, you should continue the practice that your forefathers did. You should continue the practice, but it doesn't mean that it's a minute, it means it's a real din derabah. So that's a shaila whether that's true. Achlokes Tosfos in the Ran, whether Yom Tov Sheni is a minigar only a din derabbanan. So the Netziv claims that that's the issue involved over here, whether Midrash Lo Bizmano is Doichi Yom Tov Sheni Shal Govi. So Yom Tov Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah is clearly not there, but it's a real takana derabbanan. The Gemara is in the first parak in Beitzim, and Mishnah is in Eruvim. But every other Yom Tov Sheni Shal Govi is, if it's only a minig, so then it should be Doichi. And if it's a real din, then Mistaba that Yesh Kach Yach Hacham, Lakadov Menater, so it's not a. The Rambam holds that when the Shemesh of Goli says he did. I don't know. The Rambam says a minute, yes. There's a seer in the Rambam.
Oh,
the Belvala has a seer in the Rambam. One place he writes that it's a din, one place he writes that it's a minute. The Pashto says the Rambam holds that it's only a minute. The Miri has a comment on this. The Rishonim and the Achronim abadid with a kasha in the beginning of Megillah. Around Av David, the Gemara says that when Purim falls out on Shabbos, we don't read the Megillah. On Shabbos, Exeira de Rabban Hashem Yavarena de Alaramis Bishus Harab. But the Rishonim places there in the Miri, if this lists off, I think, 6 or 7 Tehutim on the kasha. They ask a kasha, why is it that if the baby is born on Shabbos, the Mila is Decha next Shabbos, why not make Exeira de Rabbanan? Maybe he'll carry the knife. Why isn't there Exeira de Rabbanan against practicing Mila Bismana on Shabbos? So there are various terutzim given by Tosfos and by the various Rishonim. So the Miri has among the various terutzim a teretz that sounds like the Taz. The Achronim give a teretz based on the Taz. That the Taz, we mentioned the Taz a few times this year. That the Chachamim have no power, they have no authority to make Gzeira D'Rabbanan k'neged Dovah HaMefurish B'Torah. So the Miri says, like Achronim say, based on the Taz, that this too is considered the Dovah HaMefurish B'Torah. Because in Parshas Lech Lecha, it says that you have to do a bris mila and you have to do it bishmini. And here it repeats again. But yamishmini lo psara losan. The Gemara asks in Shabbos and Perek Avlozer, the mila, why is it repeated? What new din is taught over here? So the Gemara says it must be that this pasuk tells us that mila bismana is for Shabbos. So it's mufurish a pasuk in the Torah. So the Chachamim cannot make exeret to forbid mila bismana on Shabbos if it's keneged dava hamufurish b'ter. That's what the Taz says. The Taz quotes from the Bach. Why didn't the Chachamim aser shayfer on every Rosh Hashanah? Zera Shema Yisak and Klei Shir. That's Mashmiya Kol. Why do they only ask the Shaykh and Rosh Hashanah Shkoli is B'Shabbos? So he answers in the name of the Bach. It says in the Chumash you have to blow Shaykh. Tia Shaykh is not a Malach. So we understand on our own that it's both Bein B'Shabbos Bein Mechol. Whether your Rosh Hashanah falls out on the Shabbos or falls out on a weekday, you have to blow Shaykh. But it doesn't say Mefurish in the Chumash. But since it doesn't say explicitly, so there the Chachamim have Shlita to make Exer the Rabbanan to outlaw Tkiya Shofar and Rosh Hashanah Shchol is B'Shabbat. But to forbid Tkiya Shofar and Yamrei, to abolish all mitzvah with Tkiya Shofar, that's already against the Avon Mefurish B'Torah. So that they had no authority to do. That's what he said. Oh, so the Taz, so the Meiri claims in Megillah, the Avdallah, this is considered Mefurish B'Torah, because everything about Mila already says in Parshas Lech Lecha. And this Pasuk is Legamrei Miyuter. The Gemara says in Masechah Shabbat that the only purpose of this pasuk being written is to teach us this din that Milu Bizman is so important that it's even Derech Hashem. What does it mean in the Chumash?
You're basing stuff on the story of the past.
That's what it sounds like. There are some Rishonim that say like that. Yeah. Places in Nezel Neshech has like that also. The Chacham cannot forbid a Dabon Furish Bater. There are other tesis in that say, forget, there are machloikis in tesis. Different opinions, mefurish and machloikis in Rishon. The Torah writes, Adina shloshim yom shloshis yomim teshei bidmei tohara. What do you mean teshei bidmei tohara? So the Rambam has a machloikis with the karoim. What the pshat and the pasuk is. So the Rambam writes over what the tradition has. Teshei bidmei tohara means that in the 33 days or the 66 days after the first 7 or 14 days of giving birth to a boy or a girl, even if the woman has dam, that's called dam toha. It's not Matami the Isha. In the first 7 days of the first 14 days she's Tameya Tumas Yoledes, even if there was no dam. And the next 33 or 66 days the woman is Torah even if there was dam. That's the Pashav Shah. And the Karaim interpreted differently. Teshev is Mei Tahara, that not all Maris are Matamei. An Isha only if it's a Mare Odom. What happens if it's a different Mare, so it's not Matamei. So the Karaim interpreted over here, Teshev is Mei Tahara, and the next 33 or 66 days the Isha is Tameya if she sees Dam, even if it's a Dam Tohar. Teishei means she's Asura Labayla, she's Tameya. Not that she's Tohar. Fakir. Teishei, Bidmei Tohara. If she has Dam Tohar, she has Dam, which has a Mara Tohar. And if she would have had this Riyaz Dam any other time in her life, she would have been Tohara. And now that the Dam came in the 33 or the 66 days after the Yimei Tumah, So here we're machmer and it's tamei. So the Rambam says that anybody who has such a practice is a minik harei, and you have to be okay with it. It's keneged adin, it's keneged hamaser. We're machmer and dam toa, right? Shulchan Aruch says that our practice is that if the isha has dam in the 33 or the 66 days, that she is asur ol abayla. The shaila is whether that's a real isha medina de gemara. It doesn't really say beferish in the gemara that she that's so. So that the Rambam quotes the machlekes is that really medina de gemara that's included in b'nais yisrael achmir al atzmon shafilu rab zeris kumra the minig mentioned in the gemara. Or no, maybe that's a later takon, a later kumra from the goyim. The goyim have it. The goyim have it that the woman who has dam and yemei tohor is asur ol abayla. So that's the question: were the goyim the ones who originated this kumra, or was it an earlier chumra already included in the din in the gemara and the minig in the gemara? But I tell us maybe a lot. It doesn't make too much of a difference. The ma'is is asur. But let's say the isha stops having dam. She had a baby boy or baby girl, and within 33 of the 66 days, the dam stops. Then she may go to mikvah and she's tired. If she'll have dam again, then she'll be asura with the rabbanon because of this later chumra. But if for kozman she doesn't have dam, she'll be muteris. The Ramah quotes the minig that in some communities they had a minig that the isha doesn't go to mikvah until after the 40 days or the 80 days are up after having had the baby. And he doesn't say that it's a minig karoyim. He says that wherever they have that minig, they should observe the minig. Wherever they don't have the minig, we don't recommend that they should institute it because it smacks from the pshat of the karoyim. Sounds like the karoyim. So what do you mean where they have it? The Rambam says you have to abolish this minig because it's against the maser. This is based on the karoyim. So what does the Rambam say? Wherever you have such a minig, you should observe it. So the Shach on Yeridaya quotes the Darkei Moshe. The Darkei Moshe is the Pirush of the Rambam, the bottom of the Tur. So the Darkei Moshe explains what this minig was based on. Where it comes from that in some kehilas, the women would wait to go to the mikveh until after the 40 days or the 80 days were up after the baby was born. So he says this is a whole Lom Deshezach. This was based on the Rabbein Tam. There is a Gemara that whenever the Machleik is Abai Verovah, we pass like Verovah with the six exceptions of Yalkigam. Yalkigam is a Rashi Tevis. Yudayin, Lamed, Kuf, Gimel. We know what five of the Yalkigam are because the Gemara tells us. Yud is Yishma Midah, and Ayin is Eidvei Mabrein, Nifshon, so most of them we know. But the Lamed, the Gemara never says Beferish what it is. So the Lamed is a Machleik. Whenever it doesn't say Beferish, that's a Machleik. That's Machleik is Rashi and the Rabbein Tam. Rashi, whenever the Gemara says Yalkigam, Rashi says an Erevin, Lechi Yoimin Me'elo. Rashi went through shots and he found an Erev in Daf Tezvav. There's a Machlokes Abaye v'Rav about Lechi Haimin Eilov. So Rashi says we pass like Abaye did. But Rabbi Tam says that it's wrong that the Lamed of Yalkigam stands for Yimei Leidosa Shene Rebbe. Should have been a Yud. Says no. Yimei Leidosa Shene Rebbe. And whether Oilim Lesfira Zivosa or not. What does that mean? That means the following. There's a Machlokes Abaye v'Rav in the middle of Nida. If a woman was a Zava, and a Zava has to have Shivan Akim. So what if this woman who was a Zava who needs Shivan Akim just gave birth to a baby? She didn't have an opportunity to count her Shivan Akim, she just had a baby. She had a baby, she has a lot of dam. So that's when she has dam, she has no Shivan Akim. Then the dam stops the next day. Let's say she had a baby girl. So she has dam. 2 days, 3 days, and five, no more dam. Then the first 14 days of Yimei Leidosa, the first 3 days was dam. And the next 11 days is all nothing. She makes bedikas every day, twice a day. Nothing. There's no dam. Can those 11 days, or you need a seventh. She was a Zava before she gave birth to the baby. So can those 7 days, out of the 14 days, the Torah says that that the first 7 of the 14 days after giving birth to the baby, she's a Tameya, even if it's a Lady Yavesh, even if there's no Dam at all. We assume that in Hechatimtz it's never possible, because the Yavshel of Psichas HaKev B'loi Dam, there certainly was Dam. But even theoretically, if there were no Dam, she's considered Tameya, we considered as if there was Dam, the whole 7 or 14 days. So there's a machlokes Abaye v'Rav, whether Yimei Leidosa, those 7 or 14 days, Shein Arayi Behem, that there was no Riyaz Dam in those days, can they be oiled the Sfira Shivan Akim, the Sfira Zivasa, or not? So Abaye holds no. So the Rabbeinu Tam, and Rav says yes. So the Rabbeinu Tam says that that's the Lamed of Yalkigam that we pass from like Abaye against Rav, that Yimei Leidosa, Shein Arayi Behem, are not oiled the Sfira Zivasa. Okay. So what's the problem? So what's the problem? So he says, the Rabbeinu Tam says, no, but the problem is, so why should a woman have to wait till after 40 days or 80 days? He says, no, the story is like this. There's another Mishnah in Nida where there's a Machlekes B'Shamei B'Silo. The Torah says that for 7 days she's Tmei and for 33 days she's Tahor, even if she has Dam, she's Tahor. And if she gave birth to a baby girl, for 14 days she's Tmei and for 66 days she's Tahor, even if there is Dam. This demarcation between Yimei Tum and Yimei Tare, how does that set in? So Beishame's opinion is that the Yoy may tell you Rachmana. The Torah says it depends on the days, that after the 7 or the 14 days are up, then the Yimei Tohar begin. Of course, if the woman is not going to go to mikveh, so she'll be like a woman who was a nida. Let that woman became a nida last year and she still didn't go to mikveh. So So she's still a asur labayla, she's still a nida, because she hasn't yet gone to mikvah. So that's what Bishama said, that b'yoy mitali rachmanu, when the 7 and the 14 days are up, then you made tumah rap, and now we're in, you made tohar. Any dam she has now is dam tohar. But of course she has to go to mikvah, because she was a nida, she has tumah tioledes from the time that she gave birth to the baby. And Bishilo disagree, and of course we pass like Bishilo, but b'yoy mitvilo tali rachmanu. That to distinguish between Yimei Tumen, Yimei Tare, it's not just with the days alone. When the 7 and the 14 days are up, then automatically went there into Yimei Tahara. No, it's not so. You have a unit of 40 days or 80 days, depending whether it's a boy or a girl. That unit can have a minimum of 7 or 14 Yimei Tumen. But it can have all the way up to all 40 or all 80. Kozman, that the Yoledah didn't go to the mikveh, we say, B'yoymi utvila, Tali Rachmana, you have to have 7 days plus go to mikveh. So if she goes to mikveh after 10 days, let's say she gave birth to a boy. She goes to mikveh after 10 days, then we say there was 10 days in Meitumah and 30 days in Meitar. She goes to mikveh after 20 days, we say there was 20 days in Meitumah and 20 days in Meitar. What's the difference? It's a philosophical nachkimina. What's the difference? Everybody agrees that Kozman, she doesn't go to mikveh, she's Tamei anyway. If a woman was a nida 90 years ago, the woman was 100 years old, 120 years old. She became a nida 90 years ago and she didn't go to mikveh yet, so she's still Tamei a nida. So she goes to mikveh. So what's the difference when you say that really you may tell her have begun, but she didn't go to mikveh yet? They say, no, you may tell her didn't begin yet. Am I nafkamina? The Gemara gives you nafkamina. The Gemara says that there's enough. You look in the Gemara. It's complicated nafkamina. So it's a machlek is b'shama b'silol in the Gemara. The nafkamina that they give in the Mishnah, in nida, is a complicated nafkamina. The Rabbi Natam has an easy nafkamina. He says, oh, I'll give you a simple nafkamina. Since we pass like Abaye, he claims that the lamed of Yalkagam means he may lay dosa shenerei b'hem anat oilim l'sfira zivasa. So if the woman was a zava before she gave birth to the baby, then she has a baby. So calls man that she's still in the middle of Yimei Tumah, even if she doesn't have any riyaz dam, those days will not be oila for the shivanikim until the Yimei Tumah ends. So in order to end the Yimei Tumah, you have to wait 7 or 14 days plus go to mikveh. And then you have to start making, and she's still asur labayla, so she needs shivanikim. She was a zava before she gave birth to the baby. Let's say a case where she was a zava before. And then she's still asur labayla, even after going to mikveh, and then she has to wait shivanikim and then go to mikveh a second time. That's what the Rishonim call shtei tvilos. The Rabbi Natam, hoyamatzach shtei tvilos. If the woman was a zava before she gave birth to the baby, and then she has a baby, so she needs one, she has to wait till after the 7 and the 14 days, in order, and then go to mikveh in order to end the Yimei Tumah to begin the Yimei Tohar. And after Yimei Tumah are over, then she has to have Shiminikiyim because she was a Zava from before, and then have the second tefillah. And she's Asur Labayla after the first tefillah until she has the second tefillah. But this is only in a far-fetched case. What has it got to do? Would you have a case where the woman was a Zava before she gave birth to the baby? The woman was a Zava means she just had a Riyaz Dam. Normal women don't have Riyaz Dam. When she's pregnant, she doesn't. She's Musalekah's Dami. So the place is quotes from the Gain, and this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, that Nashi Didan, all of our women are treated as Yoldas Bezov Ninim. That since Rebbe made a takana, the Gemara says, before B'nai Sissarach Mira Latsim, there was a takana that Rabbi Dal Nasi made. His takana was that we treat every woman as a Tzopik, a Nida Tzopik Zova. So based on that Tzopik, Nida Tzopik Zova, the Gernim say that Nashi Didan, our women, whenever they give birth to a baby, are always considered Yoldas Bezov Ninim. We treat them as if they have a Tumas Yoledes, and they also have a Tumas Zova. Because when they give birth to the baby, there's Riaz Dam. So that dam makes her into a zava, and because she had that baby, that's the baby, makes her into a yoledes. So every woman who gives birth to a baby is both a zava and a yoledes. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, every yoledes has to have shtei tefillos. So the sheet in the kubetzis increases, close, and neither they don't have it, but increases, the sheet in the kubetzis close, that all over France and Germany the practice was like the Rabbeinu Tam, that the women, not the women, the husbands would be machmeh, that the wives have to have shtei tefillos. Have to go to mikveh after the 7 and the 14 days are up in order to enable them to begin to make shivanikim, and then go to mikveh a second time after the shivanikim. So in France or Germany, what it used to be tovel in the rivers or in the lake, this was a big sakana. The woman can catch pneumonia twice. So it's better to only to have to be tovel once than to have to be tovel twice. Once she has a baby in the middle of the winter, and it's cold, and you have to crack the ice and be tovel, and they don't have warm heat in the first like we have. So in order to make it easier for the women that they shouldn't have to have shtei tefillos of the Rabbeinu Tam. We don't pass them from the shtei tefillos in Yerideya. We don't pass them, we're machmir for either one of the Rabbeinu Tams at a time, and that's for both together. That's a chumra gabichum mikra, then we don't pass on either of the Rabbeinu Tam. But in France and Germany, in the days of the Rishon, in the days of the Balei Tzedek, where they were machmir, so they would require that every yoledes is treated as the yoledes dissolved, and she would have shtei tefillos. So in order to get away with one tefillah, so the Darkei Moshe quotes on Yerideya, The practice would be they would wait till after the 40 days are up and then wait Shiva Nikim. Because when do you say that the din is like Beisila, that the Yomi Tvila Tali Rahmana, that's within the unit of 40 or 80 days, you can arrange Yimei Tum and Yimei Tohar depending on Yomi Tvila when she goes to the mikveh. So she goes to the mikveh after 7 days. Then you had 7 Yimei Tumah and 33 Yimei Tav. She goes after 10 days, you had 10 Yimei Tumah and 30 Yimei Tav. She goes after 30 days, she has 30 Yimei Tumah and 10 Yimei Tav. If she didn't go to mikveh at all 40 days, so you don't say the Yimei Tumah keep on continuing after the whole malos of 40 days is up. When the malos is up, so you can't continue anymore Yimei Tumah. So if the woman is going to wait till after the 40 days or after the 80 days are up and then count Shiva Nikim, then she won't have to have Shtei Tefillos. So that's why the Ramah, that's what the Ramah says, that this minig started from that practice. That there used to be machmir for the rabbin, a tam shita, that every yoledes is considered yoledes bezov. And therefore she always needs Shiva Nikim because of the dam, and she needs 7 or 14 days because of the meitunah, because of the baby. And he may lay dosa, sheinu roi behem, on that, oilim l'tfira, zivosa, that's abaye, that's the lamed of Yaltiram, that's abaye. So we always would need shtei tefillos, so to avoid the shtei tefillos, they would wait till after the 40 days are up and then wait 7 days. Or wait till after the 80 days are up and then wait 7 days. And thereby there's no need for shtei tefillos. You don't need a tefillah to end the whole malos. The malos is over whether you like it or not. That even Beisila will agree that b'yomi tai rachman. So b'yomi tefillah within the 40 or the 80 days, what's the dimark when? How do you break off the meitum? So that's why the Ramah says that you shouldn't be mevatel a minig. It's not like in the days of the Rambam that the minig was based on the opinion of the Karaim. But then the Rambam says it's a mitzvah to be okay the minig. But in the days of the Ramah, the minig was based on a different thing. The only thing is the Ramah himself points out that that wasn't the minig. To wait to be tevel in the mikveh after 47 or after 87 days. They would wait to be tevel in the mikveh after 40 days or after 80 days. So what is that based on? So the Ramah gives a krechts and he says, well, that originated because they used to wait till after 47 or 87 days. And then after the years went by, they didn't know what in the world this was based on, so they just waited till after the 40 days or the 80 days. So the way it stands in the other day doesn't make any sense at all, that the woman should wait to be tevel in the mikveh till after 40 or 80 days, on hand and on feet. But that's what the Ramah says, no, but it, since it originated with something that did make sense, so that's why if you have such a minig in the community, he says you shouldn't be mevatel. But if you don't have it, the Achrayim don't encourage you to introduce such a minig.
How is there damzavah? So there's damzavah. You're telling me that your legis is having a damzavah.
If she had first a damzavah, then she had... Today, it's
she's
highly unlikely.
She's the your legis, so there's no...
Oh, you mean Lemaisa? Why do we say that Nashi Didana Yoldas Bezov if there was no Dam Nida before? Right, that's Midirabonon. That's the Chumra of Revi, that whenever Nisha has Dam, we treat as a Suffolk Nida, Suffolk Zova. Even if there was no Riyah before, we don't think that she's a Zova. Every woman today needs Shiva Nikim. Why? She's only a Nida, she's not a Zova. Nida doesn't need Shiva Nikim. That's the Chumra of Revi. That we treat every Isha as a Suffolk Nida, Suffolk Zova. So even by your letters, the Gonim say, that Nashi Didana Yoldas Bezov. Yes, that's what Tyson quotes from the Garden. The everyday quotes that from Tyson. I have to be Nikim. Good, then it's good. If there's no Dom, then it's good. We explained according to the Rabbein Tam. The Rabbein Tam says that you may lay dos a shein eroi behem on that oilim l'sfira zivosa. That you cannot count Shiva Nikim during the 7 of the 14 you may tumen. So why not count Shiva Nikim after the 7 of the 14? So he says you can't do that either because they still hold against the Shammah, and that's how we pass. And that the Yom Yitzvi l'tali rachman. That you may Torah don't begin until after the 7 days are up plus that the woman was tovel in the mitzvah. So if you tell her twice, it's a pain in the neck. Okay, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that's what the Balei HaTosfos used to observe. The sheep is... Okay, that's good. If she wants to be mitaris a month earlier, it's good. And if she would rather not go to mikveh twice because she's afraid she'll catch pneumonia, she wants to go once, so then they quote that you have to wait till 7 days after the 40 days are up and 7 days after the 80 days are up. And then for sure the malos is up, and for sure you make tumara. That is the background, that's what the Ramah writes, that is the background of the Chumrah of waiting till after the 40 or the 80 days. But in most places they don't have such a meaning. It says whenever you don't have such a meaning, so there's no mitzvah to introduce.
We don't hold
melee dosan at all. We're not for each one separately, but not for both together. Both together, that's not.
What
are
the two
of them?
That
you may lay dosa, shena roi behem, I'm not oilam the sphere as evil, so I think that we are machmir for in Yeridayim. But, Yomi Tfilah is a din that we pass in like the Tfilah. That Nashi Didana Yoldis Bezov Nino. That's also true. Every Yoldis has to have Shimon Akim. That's a Chumrit. That's also a Machlekes. The Tosis quotes out from the Goyim that all Yoldos have to have wait 7 or 14 days because they had a baby, and they need Shimon Akim because of the Dam. So that's also a Machlekes. The Ravid doesn't like that Chumrit. The Balamor quote the Ravid has a Sefer Balei HaNefesh. So the Ravid quotes this from the Goyim. So the Balamor has Hasagas on the Ravid's Balei HaNefesh. So the Balamor says that it doesn't make any sense. How can you say that Nashi Didan Yoldas Bezov Nino? It's impossibly tainus. How can the woman be a Zova? She didn't have a... If the Gemara has a din, if an Isha Bishas Leida has Dam, does that Dam make her into a Nidor or a Zova? That's called Dam Koshi. So does Dam Koshi mitame the woman or not? So the Gemara has a possible, but it depends. Dam Koshi be may Nido. We'll make her a nidah. Dam koshi b'mei zivo will not be metamir. She'll be tahara lagamir. That's how we pass. So the rive tainus, this doesn't make any sense over here. The yoledes has dam. So because she has a baby, she's tamir for 7 or 14 days. Because she had dam, she becomes either a nidah or a zava. So what does she become? If she becomes a zava, then she needs shivinikim. But the rive says she can't become a zava because dam koshi has no tuma ziva. So the most he can say she becomes a nidah. Nidah is only 7 days, she's tamir. Doesn't need shivinikim. So the rabbi says it doesn't make any sense to say that Nashi Didana, Yoldas Bezov, and that you need Shemikim. He doesn't like the Chumrus HaGoyim. Says it's impossible, it doesn't make any sense. So we are Machmir like the Gonim that's quoted in Yeridayim. We're Machmir like the Gonim, the Nashi Didana, Yoldas Bezov, they need Shemikim. And we're Machmir also like Abaye, like the Rabbi Natam, and mainly the Asher Shemir Rabbeim, and not in the Sphere of Sivas. We're not Machmir, the whole combination together. That the Yomi, Tfilat HaRachmon, of this whole Cheshmin, that we're not Machmir. That she has to wait 7 or 14 days, and after that, another Shivinikim. But the Rabbeinu Tam says you would need Shtei Tzvilas, because the Yomi Tzvilu Tal Rachmana, so they made Tuma not over, so that we're not Machmer all the way. We're not Machmer to put everything together that the Rabbeinu Tam put together, we're not Machmer so far.
That's what he says.
Rabbeinu Tam says, when he say be a mitzvah, Tai Rachmana, when the Bisilta, that's only within the 40 or the 80 days. When do you end, you make Tumna, and begin, you make Torah. But after the whole Malos of 80 or 40 is up, then for sure it's up. And you don't extend, you make Tumna further. The Yoledes has to bring a baby also. She has to bring a carbon also. Bizmanazed is not Beis Hamikdash. So the Mishnah says, the Mishnah says in Krisis, when the Beis Hamikdash will be built, so the woman will have to bring so many carbonas, and according to how many babies she has. You don't say she's just bring one set of carbonas and fire. She has to bring that number of carbonas that she had babies.
We said really recently, the question says, can't bring
it
when
halakha
is about the
carbonus. Mm-hmm.
So should the woman learn about the
halakha
about the
carbonus
she's supposed to bring?
Yeah, no.
And
they'll
be
okay
over the
carbonus? Sure, no, she'll be okay temporarily what she's able to be used. No, when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, the Pashtus says that she'll have to bring the carbonus anyway. Samach Rehdi Mechka Kasha, Psalmot Mechka, that the Gemara says you have to write down the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Gemara in Shabbos, that if somebody was Mechal Shabbos to Shege, you write Chegel Adam Shege, you have to write down on a notebook that when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, they have to bring so many carbonus. Because they're in Kal Shabbos or whatever, b'sheik. So some ask Akasha, why did they have to write it down and bring a korban? They just learn Hilchas HaKorban. It's Malalaka, Sekila, Hikrivan. So they yaitse. So then they won't be able to bring the Chatos later. It'll be a Chulam Azor. That is not Bobin Adam Samot Nekasha. The legitimate Achreim is the Kasha. The Pashto says that it's a Klop Kasha, no? Malalaka, Sekila, Hikrivan means temporarily. The best you can do is say over the dinim, so you yaitse partially, but it doesn't mean you yaitse fully. So of course when the Beis HaMikdash is built, you have to bring the carbonus again. The Pashtus like that. Yeah, so the Pashtus is good, it's not so. No? Tashka says that it's not. The Mishnah just says in the Krisis that there's a difference over here. A Yoledes is considered a Mechusa Kippur. It means that she's still Tameyo B'Mikras until she brings her Karbonis, then she gets rid of the complete, then she gets completely rid of the tumor. With respect to what, is she a, is she still Tameyo? With respect to what, is she still Tameyo? When does the Yoledes go to Mikvah? She has to go to Mikvah after the first 7 days are up, or after the first 14 days are up. But after she goes to Mikvah, she's still a Tvul Yom. No? She's still a Tvul Yom. So she's only told that she's permitted to eat Maiz Hasheni, but she's not allowed to eat Kodshim until Harif Shemesh. And after Harif Shemesh, then she's permitted, then she, after Harif Shemesh, then she's permitted to eat Truma. But she's still a Mechusa Kippurim until she brings the carbon. Because now she's a Mechusa Kippurim, she's not permitted to enter the Beis HaMikdash, or she's not permitted to eat Karbonis. And after she brings her carbon, then she's completely tired. When is her Harif Shemesh? So her Harif Shemesh is different from another person. Usually Harif Shemesh is the Shkia that followed after going into the Mikvah. See, the Yoledes went to Mikvah on the 8th day, the night after the 7th day, the night after the 14th. She went to the Mikvah on the 8th day and the 15th day. Here, she's a Tvul Yom Baruch until the end of the Malos. Her Harif, Rashi HaFumish writes, her Harif Shemesh, Rashi, V'chol Kodesh Lo Sig L'Rabbis in Satrum, if she's a Tvul Asiyoim Aruch, she tov lo the Sof Shiva, she goes to Mikvah on the 8th day, the 15th day, Ve'in Shim Shemar V'tara, Hashkeh Sacham, Shol Yom Arboim, her Harif Shemesh is at the end of the Malot, at the end of the 40 days, the end of the 80 days. So there were three Zmanim for her. That's how the Mishnah points out. There are three Zmanim for her Torah. The same thing for Matzor is also like that. Yeah, three Zmanim. He goes to Mikveh, he's tevel, he gets rid of the Tumah, he's permitted to eat Maaseh Sheni, then he has to have Harif Shemesh, he's permitted to eat Truma. Then after the Hakrovet HaKorban, then he's Torah Lagamri, even for the, he's no longer Mechusa Kippur, so he's even permitted to enter the Beis HaMikdash or eat Karbonis. Both by the Yoledes and by the Mitzvah, there's a din of Oyla V'Yoyreit, that if they can't afford the more expensive carbons, then they bring a less expensive carbon. Either Korib Da'ashiris or Korib Da'aniyas. The Chumash has in Parshas Vayikra, din of Oyla V'Yoyreit, by Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosha, but by Shavuos Bitoy or by Shavuos Eidus, then there are three levels of carbonates. There's a carbon board Da'ashiris and Vidalus and Vidalidalus. And here there are only two levels. There's Da'ashiris and Vidalus. There's no Dalidalus over here. But they both have this in common. That's when the Mishnah says there were five people to bring Oyla V'Yoyreit. There were three in Parshas Vayikra, and then you have the Yoledes, and then you have the Mitzorah. So the Mishnah says increases that by the Yoledes, let's say a woman had eight babies, and then they build a Beis HaMikdash, and she didn't yet bring all the eight sets of Karbonis. She only brought one set of Karbonis. She has to bring a Chatas and an Oyla. But then the Mishnah says that the Hakrova of the first set of Karbonis is considered like it removed all of the tumah that she had. The other seven sets of Karbonis she has to bring, that's a mitzvah to be marked with Karbonis. Not that she's going to be a Mechusa Kippurim till after the Hakrova of all the eight sets of Karbonis. The Gemara gives a mashal, what if a person touched one sheretz and another sheretz and another sheretz and another sheretz, and then he goes to mikvah once? All you have to do is go to mikvah once to get rid of all the tumas. So the same, if a woman has a baby every year, and then after 10 years she brings one set of karbanos yoledes, so that karbanos that the yoledes brings, that's for the purpose of being metayer her, to be going with the tara. The Gemara increases at the end of the first period. That's the Gemara HaTara. So that service is the Gemara HaTara for all the babies that she has. Now, probably the other sets of karbanos for the other babies is a mitzvah to be makiv, but it's not makiv in her Gemara HaTahara. What do you mean by kevus also? Yeah. He's going to declare Bashara, not Chayva. He's going to declare, the Mishnah says that the merchants in Yerushalayim used to sell the Oifaris for Karbanos, were charging too much money. So one of the Tanaim, Mat Bai Shein, he said, he's going to pass him that the din is that if a woman had many babies, she only has to bring one set of Karbanos, she doesn't have to bring the other set. So Mele, there won't be such a great demand. So Mele, the prices will have to go down. So that's what the Mishnah tells us about. So the Rishonim asked the Kashan, the Shidin Kubet, at the end of Rav Basra, the Gemara quotes that the Rishonim asked the Kashan, how can he misrepresent the din? The din is not so. The din is Rashar Alei Chayva. How is he allowed to say that, that the Shara Karbanos are not Chayva? So they talk about that Kashan. A good cash? Talking about that cash. Yeah.
Everyone agrees that Mechus from the first one in the Machokis is just
over the Shara. But in the Shara is not clever, right? Then the Torah has the Dinam of Mitzvah. The Dinam of Mitzvah apply only to Jews. You can't declare an Nachri as a Mitzvah. But the din applies to a Jew whether he's a shvarza or a vaisa. The Mishnah has a nigoin, a kushi, and a normal person. The marib will look different if he's a kushi or a white person. Let's say a ger, a non-Jew who has black skin converts. You can have a Jew who's a shvarza, who's a kohen. The Mishnah in Chorit talks about a kohen who's a shvarza. But not only by a ger. How did the kohen get to be a shvarza? Is the question. The Mishnah says that a kohen who's a shvarza is possible to do avodah.
The second generation.
How could he have his father has to be father has to be all the way from a kohen, and the father and the kohen can't marry a kohen can't marry a geir. Bas geiris, okay, bas geir. Yeah, okay. So the Mishnah talks about even a kohen being a shofar. Mishnah just says that he's pasul avoda. He's pasul avoda. So it's not a balmum, but it's ain't a shava bizarre shalara. It's something strange about it. It's something unusual. All the others are white and he's a shark. But the Mishnah Negoin talks about a Jew who's a shvarza. So the Mishnah says that based on the color of the rest of the skin, the marav will look different. The marav white has to be a certain level of white in order to be in the Talmud. And based on what the rest of the skin looks like, the color of the white is going to make a different impression on the client is looking at it. The Mishnah says you have to judge each person. There's an interesting din in the Mishnah. It says, let's say, if two people come with a Mara Negoim, or one person comes with two Maras Negoim, so the Kohen has to look at one and Paskin Tomi Atahar. And then after he already Paskins, then he looks at the other. He shouldn't look at both. He shouldn't look at one and then say, let me see the other one and then we'll discuss the first one. He has to first decide what is mine. He has to make up his mind first about the first one and then look at the second one. So the Rishonim say on the Mishnah that this is not because of Einois and Mitzvah's Chavilah's Chavilah. But the Seft and the Goim Perek Aleph has a whole, this saw all of the things that are violations of Einois and Mitzvahs Chavilah's Chavilah. The Gemara in Sota Daf Ches Amud Aleph, first part of it. The reason why it's in the Goyim is because Ein Mitarim Shnei Mitzvahs Chavilah. Let's say there's a Kohen stands, and he has all of the Mitzvahs standing in a line. They have a sign up. This line is for Mitzvahs who want to be Mitzvahs themselves. Then there's one Kohen, he's shooting off. He does his Karban, pop, and the next guy said, the Tesefta says that's a violation of Einatz and Mitzvahs, Kabilus, Kabilus. That you lose the Hashimis and the Mitzvahs, you do it mass production. You have to have, each Mitzvah should be taken care of individually by a different person. And it says also, Ein Roitzim Shnei Avodim Ka'achas. That if you have two Avodim Ivri, who want to remain on, after Sheish, so you're not permitted to have them all line up and have one client and have one person, have one bed and do the ritzia one after the other. You have to do each ritzia separately. It says similarly, it says also not to accept another din. The family is based on the same reasoning. But ain banim sh, you don't give Mises bezin to two people on the same day. Ain banim shnayim b'yom echad, unless it's misa achas v'aver achas. Let's say both did chilul Shabbos. And if they're both going to get kilo, let's say they both did avodah zarah, they're both going to get kilo. But let's say they both did ili arayis, and one is going to get kilo, one is going to get chenek, one is going to get treifa. So it's aveirachas, but it's not misachas. Or let's say you can have misachas and not aveirachas. You have two people who are 5 kilo, one for a chilul Shabbos, and one for other avodah zarah, and a third one for bo'al eshe, for al naram arasa, is also 5 kilo. So then the Gemara says, ain dan shnayim b'yamecha, the same bezna, 23 dayanim, the same Sanhedrin kana, cannot be dan shnayim b'yamecha, unless it's misachas and aveirachas. So Rashi and the Gemara gives a different time why. Rashi and Sanhedrin, when the Gemara quotes this din, says, because the Bezna has to concentrate on each case, and it's too hard to concentrate on a case of Avodah Zarah and on a case of Chil Shabbos in the same day. You have to have a day break to think on the other case separately. Or even though, let's say, both cases are on Gilead Arayis, but if one case is Kila, one case is Fenet, one case is Trefa, also they can't concentrate. Very strange, why can't they concentrate? The Shabbos of Wal Eish is Yiddish. I was saying, whether the Yonish is going to turn out to be slave, or the Yonish is going to turn out to be steel, or the Yonish is going to turn out to be panic. What's the thing about the Yonish is going to turn out to be? But the issue is that Baal Eish is the same. It's very strange that it's even a B-Ran is a Dre, Master Gander Rashi, he said in the context of the Deceptor, the Baal Eish is that that's not the time. The Deceptor puts all of these things together. He writes in Shnei Abon Kehra, Shnei Mitzorom Kehra,